Well, thank you all for joining us. This is the Fats, Fuels, and Oil Forecast webinar update for the week of September 21st, 2020. Today, I have Ryan Standart with us, and he's going to go over the low CI index. Ryan, I'll pass it over to you.
Thanks, George. Good morning, afternoon, everybody. I guess it depends on where you are, noon here in Chicago. So this week, we covered the poultry fat market. That market, like much of the low CI or animal fats markets, is seeing a lot of strength at the moment. And that's driven by good demand right now into the feed sector in the Southeast and the South, biodiesel demand and into the feed sector, but also by higher macros. And by macros, I mean a very strong corn market and strong soybean oil market. Both of those values are supportive of higher corn prices in the near term. We're forecasting an increase of broiler slaughter through October. Some pretty big numbers are going to be coming out of the, at the market, but it's going to be under 2019 levels. Additionally, despite the increase in broiler slaughter or production of poultry fat, we're expecting the market to maintain prices, if not move higher. There might be a little bit of weakness that develops in the market the second half of October, but that should be washed out by very tight November production. Going into the end of the year, we're forecasting prices to have a little bit of an uptick, and that's going to be driven by supply tightness going into the holiday season. Typically, we see a little boost in the market into November, December, as buyers go long, they're willing to pay a little bit of a coverage premium to ensure they have material through not just the Thanksgiving holiday, but the Christmas, New Year's break that takes everybody out of the office and off the roads there during that two-week period. Touching back on the soybean oil market, and this is kind of relative to the entire animal fats complex, we're seeing some new renewable diesel demand come online and take up a lot of soybean oil in the fourth quarter of this year, and we're expecting that to carry into 2021 as well. And that's had a kind of pull-up effect on the entire market. With the absence of soybean oil demand in the spot market for the fourth quarter, buyers in the biodiesel sector haven't had as much alternative product to lean on. So they've been paying up for distillers corn oil, for choice white grease, and in the markets where it's can be used for poultry fat. We expect that trend to have an impact on the entire animal fats complex through the end of the year. Typically, we see prices come off. Harvest brings lower cash basis, more material into the market, lower prices, and that hasn't been the case this year. I think some, and Tori, I'm sure, touched on this in his report, but some negative growing conditions through much of the summer, drought has been bullish for corn and soybean oil prices, and that in turn has spilled into the animal fats market. With that, George, I'm happy to take any questions that might be out there.
Sure, for the attendees. So if you have questions, go drop them in the Q&A section of Zoom. We have a few here, Ryan. Where do you see the tallow market headed?
Tallow market, I think just like the poultry fat market, is going to see support here in the near term. Prices, again, typically come off this time of year. That hasn't been the case so far. So we saw just a kind of breaking news, I suppose, is a trade actually a half a cent higher this morning on Packer BFT, traded at 31.5 up from 31. There probably will be a end of year downturn, just basis a reduction in demand, but export demand has been very strong. And just that, again, overall stronger soybean oil market, strong corn oil market, or strong corn market have been supportive of the higher animal fats in general.
Okay. Another question we have here is, what does the choice white grease market look like?
Near term, that seems to be firm as well. Historically, we've seen a pretty good, and you see there's a forecast here for lower prices. Historically, prices have correlated fairly well with supply, and there's big supply that is going to come at the market over the next 6 weeks. Hog slaughter ramps up, and that's going to put a lot of material on the market. With that said, we're also hearing, early this week, that there's a lot of demand at the from the biodiesel sector, relating to my earlier comments that there's not a lot of alternative material out there for the biodiesel sector to lean on, namely soybean oil. And so Buyers in that sector have paid up, you know, as much as 30 cents FOB for distillers corn oil. And there have been indications that FOB prices for choice white grease have been that high. We haven't been able to track that down, but I think we're going to see some of that supply pressure offset by the increased demand, which is tied to, you know, basically a tight overall feedstock and feed fat market.
Okay. And we got another question here. It seems like all the forecasts say lower prices through the end of the year. Is this correct? Is there a supply and demand balance for fuel, feed, pet, and industrial available?
Yeah, there's some balance sheets that we're going to be putting out. You know, I think some of our forecasts are going to get corrected over the next couple of weeks, a little bit higher. Again, as corn and soybean oil have been supportive, and we're seeing some biodiesel demand come in at stronger levels than anticipated. I think additionally, some strength in the oil sector is supportive of higher feedstock prices, as biodiesel sellers can you know, go out and in theory sell biodiesel at a higher price and in turn pay up a higher price for their feedstock to cover that sale.
Okay. I'll give everybody just another second or two to throw in any additional questions. In the meantime, Ryan, where can people go to get some more information when it comes to the fuel, the feedstock demand on for renewable diesel?
So feedstock demand for renewable diesel, they can check out our Outlook report, which is a comprehensive product put together by our consulting department, as well as the forecast. You know, check out the weekly forecast. There's commentary in there on renewable diesel demand, as well as, you know, what we're using as inputs for our fats and oils forecast. Analyst input, as well as some of the that always feeds into our Sage-powered AI forecast that we use to help generate our forecast on a week-to-week basis.
Okay. Well, Ryan, that's all the questions I have this week. So thank you for your time. Attendees, thank you. We'll also be doing a recording of the webinar. We're going to drop that into the weekly forecast. It'll be under the overview tab over here. So from now on, if you want to come back and rewatch the webinar, that's where you can go and see that. So thank you all. Ryan, thank you, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.